Well, Valentine's Day is coming up real soon, and sometime that means a marriage proposal. A new poll finds 21% of women who've been engaged say they were disappointed by the proposal. Top five reasons? He didn't make it special. He didn't get down on one knee. He didn't get her parents' blessing. The ring didn't fit. Or he proposed without a ring. Those were the complaints about disappointments, I guess, in the marriage proposal.
There was a mailman in Sacramento, California. His name is Randy Crone, and he just retired at age 60 after working for the post office for about 25 years, and he could not be more thrilled about it. 6 years ago, he bought a clock that counts backwards, and he watched it about 2,200 days tick off of it since then, growing more and more excited each day. Then a few months ago, he came up with a plan to make his last day memorable. When the clock finally hit zero last week, Randy celebrated by doing his final round of deliveries in a tuxedo. And he told the local news that he loves all his coworkers and the people on his route, and he was trying to do something special for them, but mostly he wanted to, quote, go out in style. I would be ecstatic if I'd be like, that's awesome. Mailman showed up in a tuxedo today.
Definitely. Very cool. CVS announced yesterday they're going to stop selling all tobacco products by the 1st of October, a plan that will cost $2 billion a year in lost sales. Naturally, the first instinct out there is CVS must have a plan to make even more money doing this, right? Well, there's one theory out there. By dropping cigarettes, CVS's chief medical officer says will make it easier to make more deals with health plans to provide primary care medical services and deals with hospitals to handle urgent care patients on nights and weekends. And they say those deals could be worth far more than any money they'll lose by not selling tobacco products.
This may sound strange, but you'll probably jump right on board. Working hard can actually be counterproductive. Here are six ways it's not good for your home life or your job. Quality goes downhill. When you take on too many tasks, you can't do that well on any of them. You don't get enough rest, because some people brag about how little sleep they can get and still function. The truth is, you're at your best on at least 7 hours of sleep. When you're tired at work, you perform badly. You're screwing up your health. Don't let your work schedule interfere with getting enough exercise or eating healthy. You're actually setting a bad example, especially if you're the boss, because you might be creating an atmosphere where everyone puts in long hours, and then everyone is tired and no one is at the top of their game. You're hurting your home life, because your personal relationships will suffer if you don't give them the time they deserve, or if you're stressed and distracted when you are there, and it's not worth it. One of the main regrets people have at the end of their lives is wishing they had spent less time at work.
That's why here at the Early Morning Show, we don't work hard. We hardly work every day. And tonight, Olympics coverage begins. At 7 o'clock on NBC, this year's Olympics get off to an early start. Qualification rounds for snowboarding and alpine skiing, plus the first ever figure skating team events. Now, the official opening ceremonies aren't until tomorrow night, but the Olympics do begin tonight. I guess only the 10 highest ranked nations compete in team figure skating, and the teams are made up of skaters from the men's, women's, pairs, and ice dancing categories. So that's what's on your Olympics. Olympics kickoff tonight from Russia. Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.